The beverage industry in general, and Coca-Cola in particular, have suffered from public health campaigns against sugar-sweetened beverages. Since the late 1990s, the amount of full-calorie soda drunk by the average American has dropped 25%. That poses potential financial problems for Coca-Cola. In its 2014 annual report, the company cited a multitude of risk factors that could adversely affect its business. First on the list was obesity concerns that could cause consumers to stop drinking sugary sodas, lead governments to impose new taxes or regulations, and prompt lawsuits, actions which could adversely affect their profitability. Although Coke and Pepsi also sell diet sodas, those sales have also been declining in recent years, apparently because of fears over the safety of their substitute sweeteners. The industry has used a variety of tactics to spread its message, providing speakers for conventions or educational courses of dietitians and nutritionists, financing the research of like-minded scientists, and deploying armies of lobbyists to persuade cities, states, and Congress not to crack down on sugary drinks. In Philadelphia, when the mayor sought to impose a new tax on sugary sodas, the industry's trade group created a new foundation to provide a $10 million grant to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia to fund research and treat overweight children, and successfully lobbied the city council to let the proposal die. Meanwhile, the evidence continues to mount that sugar-sweetened drinks are a major contributor to obesity, heart disease, and diabetes, and that exercise makes only a modest contribution to weight loss compared to ingesting fewer calories. Adapted from the New York Times, August 2015.